Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week when we welcome U of I alum and political humorist, satirist extraordinaire, Bill Milberg. Hello, Bill.
Greetings, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And hello to everyone out there in Radio Land. I hope you're all ready to take a little voyage into the future today.
A voyage into the future?
That's right, Stevie. A voyage into the future. Because this morning, the Connect FM players will be presenting our radio version of the ever-popular science fiction series, Star Trek.
Huh?
Of course, there will be a few changes in the format and in the cast of characters, but today's episode will have a familiar plot that I'm sure many Star Trek fans will recognize, and I think everyone will recognize the overall theme as we take our listeners into the 23rd century aboard the starship USS Free Enterprise.
All right, Bill, it sounds fun. Let's head off into the 23rd century with Connect FM Star Trek. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Free Enterprise. Its ongoing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new profits, to boldly go where no politicians have gone before. This week's episode, Space Sap. The courageous crew of the starship Free Enterprise discovers an old Earth spaceship orbiting the planet Vega Alpha 5. But before our adventure begins, let's meet the crew of the USS Free Enterprise. First, Captain John T. McCain.
Greetings, my friends. Just call me Captain.
First Officer William Jefferson Clinton.
Just call me Bill. And even though it's illogical, remember the old Vulcan saying, live long and party hardy.
Chief Medical Officer Henry Kissinger.
Call me Doctor, but don't call me Bones.
Chief Engineer George W. Bush.
Call me Mr. W, but don't call me late for dinner.
And Chief Communications Officer, Barney Frank.
It is a privilege to serve aboard the Free Enterprise. I just hope we have enough dilithium crystals to make it through today's thrilling episode.
Well, let's begin today's thrilling episode. Take it away, Captain John McCain.
Captain's log, stardate 3141.62411. We are orbiting the planet Vega Alpha 5, where a strange vessel has been detected by our ship's sensors. I'm sitting in my favorite place, the captain's chair. And as we approach the mystery ship, First Officer Clinton turns to me and says,
coming up on it fast, sir.
Are you certain of your sensor readings, my friend?
Definitely a space vessel of some type.
Origin?
Unknown. But it could hardly be an Earth ship. There have been no flights in this sector for years.
Just at that moment, Communications Officer Barney Frank turns to Captain McCain and reports that he is picking up a signal from the strange vessel.
Captain McCain, I'm picking up a signal from this strange vessel. It's the old Morse code signal. CQ, CQ, CQ.
The mystery ship now appears on the view screen directly in front of Captain McCain.
There it is on our view screen, directly in front of me. It looks like an old Earth vessel, similar to the SpaceX Falcon 500 class.
Much older, Captain. Falcon 100 class, to be exact. The last such vessel was built centuries ago, back in the year 2020.
2020? Good grief. That was the fifth and last time that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, John McCain III, ran for president of the United States.
That's right. And he lost to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, President Chelsea Clinton.
Captain McCain returns to the subject at hand and asks First Officer Clinton if the mystery ship could be a derelict.
Do you suppose this mystery ship could be a derelict, my friend? Its call signal left on automatic?
Either that or an old Earth ship being used by aliens.
Bioscanners report.
The ship's medical officer, Dr. Kissinger, reports from the ship's medical office.
Life science bioscanners.
scanners are picking up heartbeats from over there, Captain. But they can't be human. They're too faint. Only 4 beats per minute. That's even slower than my speaking style.
That's slow, all right. Chief Engineer W, are you picking up anything? Aye, Captain. We're picking up some sort of beep, beep, beep thingy. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be some kind of doohickey working aboard that ship making that funny beep, beep, beep noise.
Dr. Kissinger issues a further report about life signs.
Captain, we are continuing to pick up some form of hot action over there. Very faint, very slow, slower even than one of my commencement speeches. If you were to ask me for my opinion, I would tell you that there are probably 60 or 70 bodies over there. They seem to be in some sort of suspended animation. Who knows? Maybe they were listening to one of my commencement speeches, and it put them to sleep permanently. I will continue to monitor their ship for life signs using our ship's biosensors. Also, I will look for any signs of other biomedical activity aboard the mystery craft.
At this point, Captain McCain makes a gutsy decision.
Mr. Clinton, Dr. Kissinger, Mr. W., I want you to join me in the transporter room. I've just made a gutsy decision to board the mystery spaceship. Mr. Frank, you have the comm until we come back. Oh, terrific! I love being in charge of a starship. Photon torpedoes, phaser banks, warp drive engines, dilithium crystals, all at my little fingertips. This is a dream come true. Don't worry, Captain. I'll take good care of the Free Enterprise while you're away. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Just don't push any buttons or touch any dials until I return. And in the immortal words of Douglas MacArthur, I shall return.
A few minutes later, in the transporter room, Captain McCain and his away team prepare to beam over to the mystery ship. And Mr. W. notes that the strange vessel seems to be expecting them.
Hey, it looks like that ship is expecting us. According to my tricorder gizmo, the heat is coming out. The ship's cabin is filling up with O2. That's oxygen. I know what O2 is, Mr. W., and that's very, very interesting. Are you ready to beam over there, Bones?
Captain McCain's question is directed to Dr. Kissinger.
Captain, if you'll recall the beginning of this program, specifically the top of page 3 on today's script, I asked you not to call me Bones. You can call me Dr. Kissinger. You can call me Dr. K. You can even call me Doc. But don't call me Bones.
I'm sorry, Dr. Kissinger. I'll repeat my question. Are you ready to beam over there?
No. I signed aboard the ship to practice diplomacy. Medicine. Not to have my atoms scattered back and forth across space by this gadget. Damn it, John, I'm a doctor, not a particle physicist.
Captain McCain then gives the order to energize the transporter.
Well, ready or not, my friends, here we go. Energize.
And with that order, Captain McCain, First Officer Clinton, Dr. Kissinger, and Mr. W. dematerialize as they're transported to the mystery spaceship. Captain McCain and the away team discover when they rematerialize aboard the mystery spaceship? Will they find the bodies that Dr. Kissinger detected with his bioscanners? And who will those people be? What brought them to this distant planet? And what fate awaits our heroes after our commercial break? Don't turn that dial, because we'll be back with the exciting conclusion of Space Zap. Today's thrilling episode of Kinect FM Star Trek. And we'll be back in just a moment. You don't want to miss the surprise ending, so stay tuned for the rest of Connect FM Star Trek right after these Out of This World messages. Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And we are back with Connect FM Star Trek and the exciting conclusion of today's episode, Space Sap. One by one, the away team from the Free Enterprise rematerialize aboard the mystery spaceship in orbit around Vega Alpha 5. Captain McCain examines their surroundings and asks Mr. Clinton, Dr. Kissinger, and Mr. W. for their impressions.
Gentlemen, give me your impressions. All right, here's my first impressions. Mr. Potter, in the vast great scheme of things, I'd say you're nothing but a scurvy little spider. That's why I'm turning down your job offer, Mr. Potter. I don't care how small it is. I'm staying at the Bailey Brothers building alone, and that's final. Good day, sir. That was my Jimmy Stewart impression from It's a Wonderful Life. And here's my Bela Lugosi impression. I'm Count Dracula, and I'm here to suck your blood.
Captain McCain is not amused by Mr. W.'s imitations.
Stop that, Mr. W. I'm not impressed by your impressions. But speaking of blood, there are your bodies, Dr. Kissinger. Any comment, Mr. Clinton?
Captain, it's just as we thought. Dozens of bodies, human bodies, in a state of suspended animation. Back in the old days, before we had warp drive, this is how humans survived the long journeys from one planet to another. They were frozen in these glass-covered compartments. I find it fascinating.
Turning to Dr. Kissinger, Captain McCain asks,
Dr. Kissinger, are they alive?
Well, it would appear that there is increased metabolic activity coming from this one. In fact, he's moving his fingers, Captain.
Mr. W., see if you can figure out how to open up this contraption.
Mr. W. examines what appears to be a control panel and says,
I think this doohickey right here might do the job.
Mr. W. presses a button, and the glass-covered compartment with the mysterious human being slowly and silently begins to open. As the away team looks down at him, the man opens his eyes and says,
Who are you? Where am I? What year is this?
We're from the USS Free Enterprise, my friend. And this is Stardate 3141.62411. You're on board your own ship. And now may I ask, who are you?
The stranger looks up at the away team and says,
Why, don't you know me? I won the Nobel Prize, the Academy Award, and the popular vote for president in the year 2000.
Wait, I know who you are. I've seen you before. You're Gore.
Yes, I'm Gore.
What is Al Gore doing in outer space? Why was his body frozen? Was it because he always looked stiff to begin with? Or was there another reason that brought Al Gore to this distant planet? These questions and more will be answered on the next exciting episode of Connect FM Star Trek. Don't miss The Wrath of Gore! And now, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back political humorist and satirist extraordinaire from Chicago, it is Bill Malmberg.
And Star Trek fan, you might have added.
Yeah, that's right.
That was awesome.
I think we need to get Dr. Kissinger some fluids.
Well, I know that some Star Trek fans, or particularly Trekkies,
yeah, oh yeah,
will take note that we use the Star Wars Imperial March,
yes,
which we're hearing now again.
Yes.
But we did take some liberties, I guess.
Sure.
However, yeah, as with Star Trek, we have we've paved the path for a sequel.
That's right. That's right. Hey, boy, you're up in Chicago area, Park Ridge. You guys got pounded with the storms the other day.
Well, we had 80% of the town was without power.
Well, 80% for how long? How long was that?
Well, most of us for over 2 days. Whoa. Some people still don't have power. And that's because we have an awful lot of trees in this town,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of them came a-tumbling down.
Was it a tornado? Do you have tornado?
Power lines,
was it
a
tornado?
So
did they determine?
They do think it was a tornado, yeah.
Wow.
Nothing happened to the old Pickwick Theater, though, huh?
It's still standing,
oh,
even though the lights are out.
Wow. How'd you know about the Pickwick?
Well, I went out with a guy from Park Ridge back in the day. That was
good, Diane. And, of course, I remember as a kid in the old Encyclopedia Britannica, you might remember those were books that had information in them.
Yeah, all right, right.
We now just Google things, but they had the Pickwick Theater under Art Deco.
I see.
Outstanding example of Art Deco, which it still is.
Oh. Excellent.
Well, listen.
But I use my phaser and my photon torpedoes fully armed with my dilithium crystals to blow away the tornado.
We also should point out that Hillary Rodham is from Park Ridge.
Yeah.
Yes, who of course was the mother of President Chelsea Clinton.
That's right.
Love that.
Great. Hey, Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Folks, if you want to hear the entire episode again, check us out a little bit later at myconnectfm.com under podcasts, and you can listen to the exciting Connect FM Star Trek Space App again.
I thought the narrator was terrific.
Me too.
A lot of fun as we wind down your busy week. Bill, thanks as always, buddy.
Live long and party hardy.
That's Bill Melber. He's a University of Illinois alum, and always appreciate his time and his talent. Well, listen, I want to thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. Patty and Linda coming up next from 9 to noon, and Mary Lynn and Diane noon to 3. Tay and Jay Show, the popular sports program 3 to 6. And Cardinals baseball tonight, 6:20. Cardinals tied for first. Diane, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Thanks for finding us on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Have a great weekend.